Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. You're about to listen to an extract from the virtual conversation between Demi Moore and Francesco Castelnuovo, organized within a MasterCard event, Life Through a Different Lens, Contactless Connections, during the Venice Film Festival. When asked about their life and work inspirations, the American star travels with her memory to the time she was 15 years old and became friend with Natasha Kinski. Today, going through your major films and life lessons.
I think early on, it was things for me that opened up questions and conversation, things that pushed me beyond what I knew, what the status quo was. So in a way, I guess the simple answer to that is I was definitely moved by things that were provocative. And I don't mean just in a sexual context, but of things that really pushed us to think outside the box. In the very early days for me, I think so much of what inspired and moved me was about exploring how to love myself, how to find myself, and in looking in different ways to discover the different pieces of me. You know, I shared about this in my book that when I was 15, I lived in an apartment building in West Hollywood, and one of the other residents was Nastasia Kinski. And that is what opened, my eyes and helped move me to make the decision to pursue a career in acting. She spoke English beautifully, but she didn't feel confident in how she read it, so I would read scripts to her aloud. And there was something that she had that was so magical, so self-possessed, and I didn't know what it was, but I knew that I wanted it. I remember as a kid seeing certain films and really being moved.
Such as?
I can go all the way back to saying films like Philadelphia Story. Mm-hmm. A film like Sweet Charity, to then, What a Way to Go, to then seeing Funny Girl. And then I think I was really awakened to something different when I saw Kramer versus Kramer.
Wow. How do you prepare for a movie? If you want to give us a single sample of one single movie, or in general, how do you prepare for one single movie?
Well, let's see. They're all somewhat different in terms of the physical side of it. So I've obviously had to do very different things. For G.I. Jane, I certainly was doing very different prep on a physical level and exploring different aspects of the military, looking at really the elements of what women were facing at that time and particularly in the military. And so that was a lot of just physical training and hardcore physical training. They put us through a modified, SEAL training. And like Ghost, obviously, I had to do my best to learn how to work the potter's wheel.
Wait, not just the potter's wheel, but because each and every time I see you in Ghost, I always ask myself about a miracle you made in that movie. The way you cry. How did you manage to cry in such a realistic way in Ghost?
I don't know. I think I don't know. It's just what came.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what came, and I know it's become such an iconic moment. You know, there was something for me that I felt it was really important to be still.
Mm-hmm.
That it needed to speak for itself, and that if I gave too much emotion, that it would steal from the moment.
Speaking of your work and the work on the set, were you ever given a single advice that you still lean on today while working?
Before I started to pursue my career, I had an opportunity to go watch the taping of the television show Happy Days.
Mm.
And which was a really big deal that I, you know, was invited to go. And I was invited to go with someone who had a friendship with a person in the cast. Gary Marshall was there. And I think I was maybe 14 and a half, 15 years old. I was introduced to him, which he did not remember when I saw him many years later. But it had an extremely profound effect. Out of nowhere, he said to me, you know, if you could harness that energy, you could really do something with it. And for whatever reason, it was almost like a divine message that was coming. It didn't land or have any impact. His life went on. But the resonance that held for me was life-changing.
Life-changing.
And yeah. Absolutely, because I think it gave me an awareness that I didn't have of myself. And because I didn't really have a lot of parental guidance, so I didn't have that reflection in other places, it just completely brought me into myself and put me in a direction to make a decision of what I wanted to do at 15 years old.
And you'll be listening to an extract from the mutual conversation between Demi Moore and Francesco Castelnuovo within the MasterCard event Contactless Connections during the 77th Venice International Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.